Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commissioner Naman with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.
This week, Midwest Radio spoke to the students of St. Tiernan's College in Cross Malina, Heidi Verry, James Carson, and Rhianne Riley about their AgriAware and BiOrpix Environmental Innovators Program National Award, which they won last week. Rhianne begins by telling us of his involvement in getting the project off the ground.
So yeah, there was a lot of research we had to do because there's a lot of, when you're recycling, there's a lot of different information and there's a lot of misinformation as well. So I had to research some uncommon things that can and can't be recycled, like you can't recycle greasy pizza boxes. And I also had to figure out what all the symbols mean to put them onto the posters. And I also had to research the new return policy for bottles, so you can get your money back when you put them in. But there's also a lot of rules around that, so I had to research that as well.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I can tell you for a fact, I did not know that you can't recycle like greasy pizza boxes. So yeah, I'm already here learning a few different things, so I am. Yourself, James, talk us through what you've done as part of the project, particularly as part of the research in the very beginning.
I researched multiple reliable websites online that could inform people on what goes where, and I added them all together onto a QR code, which made it easily accessible.
The QR code, that essentially is the bones of this project. Just explain to people at home exactly what it is, exactly what your product is, and why the QR codes are now so important.
You can open up your phone and scan the QR code, and it'll bring you straight through a few links, and you'll be able to search, get your information for your recycling from there.
And these QR codes, you just leave them near and around the bins here in the school?
Yeah, they can be left on bins in schools or offices or even at home.
That's excellent, and it's all making such perfect and logical sense. On to yourself, Heidi, you came up with that wonderful name idea, I believe. What other bits of research did you do? And tell me, where did you get the inspiration for the name?
For the research, I mostly just grammar checked it because I like doing that. And then I made the posters and the main project, like the canvases, I did that. The name, Binformation, I just put a B on information. And I was like, yeah, that works. So it means bin information.
It does, and it makes absolutely perfect sense. So it does. It's smart, it's easy, and it's catchy. And I think that's one of the most things about it. And that's probably why it done so well, one of the smart little names behind it. The actual project itself and getting involved yourself, James, there was a lot of schools involved in this. What kind of work did you have to put into it to get yourself brought forward to the final stage?
A lot of work. We had to make a Word document and then print it all out and stick it up onto a board to present it at the day. So there was a lot of surveys we had to do around with our families and in the school to get our information. A lot of research online.
Certainly, as I said, that there is an awful lot that goes into it, and it is quite fascinating. So it is. Again, Rhianne, there was a lot of different schools involved up there in Dublin. I believe it was Dublin you went to. But as for the day itself, I think there was 8 finalists. Did you, one, expect you get there in the first place? And two, did you expect that you'd go on and win the national title?
Well, we didn't. We never thought we'd make it to a national final. And when we found out we made it there, we didn't think there'd be so few national finalists. But as well as that, we never expected, because the idea was so simple, we never expected that we'd actually win the final. But it's a great thing we did. It happened in Bald Bridge in the Bord Beer Global Centre down in Dublin. And it was a great day out. Even if we didn't win, I think everyone there enjoyed it.
Do you realise the significance and the importance of doing something like this? I doubt it's every day that schools in Cross Malina, let alone Mayo, actually win national awards.
Well, to be honest, I'm still surprised that we won, so I'm still trying to cope with it. I still can't believe it. But yeah, it's not common for a school around Mayo, like this end of the country, to win. And there was a lot of, when we went to the final, there was a lot of fancy private schools there with from Dublin. So we thought we won't be able to win now. But no, we didn't think a school in Mayo would be able to make it this far.
I'm here as well with their teacher that was involved in the project, Mr. Kieran Flynn. Kieran, just from a teacher's perspective first and from a school's perspective, one, how proud are you of the students? And two, how easy was it to get involved?
Well, first, I'd just like to congratulate the three students on a fantastic achievement. I mean, personally, I'm incredibly proud of them. I know the school community is incredibly proud of them. Cross Malina and the surrounding area, also incredibly proud of them. It's a fantastic achievement, so very well done on that. From a teacher point of view, I mean, I was really there only from the point of view of kind of guidance and facilitation. The project itself is kind of one which is kind of a self-directed learning approach. So the students kind of take the project on board. They do all the research. They do put in all the hours and complete all the work kind of themselves. And I'm just there, I suppose, basically just for kind of ideas or a bit of a guidance or something like that. And most definitely, I mean, the effort that these students put in was fantastic. So I'm thrilled that they managed to win the competition. It's absolutely just brilliant.
Looking at it outside from a broader picture, a general standpoint, it's a really good idea. It's a really simple idea. And just to even have a QR code at a bin, as I said myself, I was unaware about those pizza boxes earlier on. No doubt you were in a similar boat with other things.
It's an absolutely fantastic idea. I mean, I think it's something that should most definitely be rolled out nationally on in every government building, public bins, whatever. I mean, I often find even myself at home, I'm standing in front of the bins and I'm not sure where a particular product might go. I know I'm going to be asking the students for a QR code to attach to my bins at home just to help me out as well. And I mean, I'm sure it's a difficulty that a lot of people probably would have. So I think it's definitely something that could work on a national level. I'd just like to thank the principal, Brenda O'Malley, the vice principal, Lorraine McHale, the TY coordinator, Michelle Cadden, and also also MSL ETB, just for their support with projects like this in relation to sourcing and securing funding for buses or different materials or anything like that needs to be purchased to help out with projects like this. Because, I mean, without that funding, it would be impossible for us to partake in competitions like this. So a huge thank you to all of those as well.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Naman with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
That concludes this week's episode of Ours to Protect. Tune in at 9:50 a.m. next Friday on the Tommy Maron Show for a brand new episode. And to listen back to what we've covered so far, head over to midwestradio.ie or ourstoprotect.ie.